Welcome back, guys. We are On The Gas Podcast. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Martin. And today, we're starting to talk about how it's springtime. We got a little bit of motorsports stuff going on. Autocross has started.
Yep.
Formula One starting. Formula Drift starting. We're just talking about some of that. We have some pretty cool things planned out.
Yes, and just getting excited about everything.
Yeah. So without further ado, I hope you enjoy the episode, and we'll see you at the end. All right, so did you know I'm always into a bunch of like different cars?
Yeah,
right.
Yes.
Okay. Autocross last weekend. Mm-hmm. Right, the MR2 still isn't going.
Yeah,
MR2 still
isn't going. It is not ready yet.
So I wasn't gonna be able to go, but one of my good friends, he's got a B13. It's like a 1992 Nissan Sentra SER. It's a B13. That's like the code name of the
like the chassis code,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've always been into like I like so many different cars, so it's cool that I've been able to drive a bunch of different cars.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not a car that I ever thought I would drive or appreciate as much. But, you know, you don't think about the Sentras as being, like, a sports sedan, because you always think about the Civics, right? Like, of those years, you think of, like, the single-cam Civics. Mm-hmm. The Civic Si is the big one, right?
Yeah.
So, and you only think about cars like that. But the SER Sentra had an SR20.
Right.
So, he actually
Which
just tucked that off.
Which are big in, like, chassis and stuff like that.
Right.
Out of Japan.
Right, but it's like 140 horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so it's 150 horsepower, so it's not too much. But at the same time, 1982, what was Honda pushing out with the VTEC engine? Maybe 130?
Maybe.
Right? Yeah. So they were actually pretty potent. You think about VTEC and you think about Honda all the time, but the Sentra had its place. He scrapped that one out, and he put a JDM. It's like a Neo VVL. It's the VTEC that Nissan has. It was variable valve timing, VVL.
Okay. Yeah.
And so that makes like 190 horsepower.
Mm.
So this car was actually pretty quick. But yeah, I mean, it weighs about what the MR2 weighs. It weighs like 2,400 pounds.
Right.
But it has 190 horsepower. So the power to weight ratio, it's got a LSD up front.
Oh, okay. So
it can actually, around. Yeah, it can hold it makes a decent amount of power. It was a fun car to drive.
That's awesome.
It was a fun car drive. I still feel like I'm super slow, though.
I doubt it. Like, I'm always slower than you around, like, kart tracks and stuff like that whenever we go karting.
Which, hey, by the way, we gotta go karting because that's
what's
opening back up.
Yeah, we didn't go that all last year.
No, we didn't. Well, I mean, obviously, things were different.
Last time we went was with Daniel.
Yeah. But, no, I just... autocross is ridiculously difficult because there's just... Oh, my gosh. There's
so
just
much.
So much to it.
Yeah,
it's driving in a way that you've never driven before.
Right, and like just the tight course and stuff like that. It's basically just like a go-kart track but with cars.
Yeah.
But you're driving cars on.
Yeah, because you have such a limited room and
to get,
yeah.
The racing line has to be perfect.
Yeah, but dude, there's some people there that are just incredible. I'm so
practice.
Glad. Huh?
Practice.
I'm so glad to just be able to go out there again. So, like, shout out to Christian, dude. He, like, thank you a lot for letting me go out there in your car because the MR2 still isn't fixed. But the cars have been
hopefully
crazy, dude.
Or at least it's going to be getting looked at, though, tomorrow,
no, well,
right?
No, we already did.
You looked at it today?
We looked at it last night. We went over there. So I am by no means a mechanic. I'm mechanically inclined, but I don't know... everything. I only know the things I've worked on. I've never changed spark plugs up until like 3 weeks ago. I changed them on the MR2. And it's only the things that I've done that I know. I have friends that know a whole lot more than me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Charles, he's an ASC certified mechanic, and my friend Oscar, he's a forklift mechanic. These guys are genuinely smart.
Mm-hmm.
They know their shit. So of course I'm gonna go there and have them help me.
Right.
They're kind of stumped on it too. So we ran diagnostics last night. We checked the timing. Timing's right. We dialed in the TPS. We did a few things. We took off the catalytic converter. See, it's probably going to be in something in the ECU, which I've never done before. I'm hoping. I know it's a bunch of fucking wires.
Well, so it's like a pinched wire or something?
Or? I don't know.
But I wonder. I honestly, I don't know. Never mind. I don't. I can't say because I don't know that much about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you need spark, you need fuel, you need air to be able to run, and something is. I don't think you're not low on compression, so
it can't, we did compression tests.
So the engine itself, and as long as your timing's right, you're good on compression, like everything. At that point, it's all spark, fuel, and air. And
I think there's something in the air.
I think it's spark. I think because you said that after you changed all the spark stuff, something it stopped working altogether.
No, it was fine. It was the same thing. Nothing really changed.
So you think it's
took a little air bit
related then?
I think it's probably gonna be something on the electrical side, like a sensor or something.
When you changed the spark plugs, you did gap them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no, everything's fine. Okay. No, the motor itself is running fine. Okay. It's not
something on throttle now.
Not able to rev out at all. Okay, I can technically drive it, but I have to drive it at like quarter throttle. If I give it anything more than quarter throttle, it bogs.
Okay.
I don't know. We're gonna look into it. I want to get it back out there because, you know, going out there back on the track, I missed my car. I missed having my car. My car.
Yeah.
So shout out to Christian and thank you. But dude, I need to get the freaking number two going.
Yeah. Everyone stop letting him drive your cars so that he gets the inspiration to get his car together.
No, I'm working on it because I really want to get it out there. It's frustrating that it hasn't been figured out yet, but we'll get it. I've swapped a bunch of parts. I've done the work on it. It's just nothing's working. I just tossed parts at it for no reason apparently, but hey, now it's got all these new parts.
Yeah, eventually you're going to get it down to where it is. You're going to find that right thing that does fix it, and then you're gonna have all this nice new stuff
that's working. It's gonna run better in general.
It's gonna be amazing. Eventually you will find it. It's got to be some niche, some stupid thing.
Something stupid,
some stupid thing that went out, maybe even a fuse. Maybe
we checked the fuses yesterday too.
Okay, I don't know.
Whatever. It's probably gonna be something dumb. But regardless, it's just frustrating that it hasn't been figured out yet because I want to get out there. But
Sentras are your new, a little bit of a new kind of respect for them.
It's new respect for them. They're pretty dope, but I really want you to just fucking get out there.
In my car?
Yeah, in your car. And just enjoy it, dude.
I need to get new wheels and the new tires on there, but once that happens, like, I feel like at that point I can do it, because I don't need anything else. I need is
just tires.
Just tires.
That's it. And
I can do it on all seasons.
You're gonna have a blast.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have a blast doing that. Just get yourself some good 200 tread wear tires, and the car is gonna handle just fine, and you're gonna have a good time out there.
Yeah.
That's a cool thing about it is that you don't need anything crazy to go out there. You can just go and simply have fun.
Right. I mean, you can get all that stuff and be faster, but there's, in your case, you even said with your car, like, it made your car a little bit harder to drive, and it was like, you were slower, like,
we'll see
when you get it back together if you are really slower. I think you will be faster after you figure out how to drive it in the new faster settings. But I also think that, you say that your car is the way that people say they should be set up and whatnot, but I think you have a driving style that might not fit necessarily with that stigma or how it should be set up or whatever. So I think finding the way that you setting up the car to how you drive it best is going to make it fastest.
Yeah.
Or make it more comfortable for you.
The things that I don't know how that is because I'm not an experienced enough driver.
You're right.
And I can't.
To be like, I need to do this and this or whatever. Which to my understanding, it's first starting at starting with like springs and like dampers and stuff like that. And then moving into sway bars and like the tightness and stuff like that. And then moving into like all the little different things. But
I just need to get more experience with it.
More experience. Watch a bunch of YouTube videos maybe.
Well, dude, oh man, I keep on saying it, but since COVID, we can't have people ride along with us. I would have someone ride with me the whole entire time. Someone, one of the more experienced drivers out there, just ride with me and be like, hey, you could have done this better. You could have done this better. Cool, dude. Yes.
Could have gotten the gas a little bit later.
Yeah, here, exactly.
Little things like
but
that.
But because of this stuff, I can't. Now, right now, with the rules that we're going with, the way that we could is if we were to co-drive. So that would mean that I would have to offer up my car. Hey, come drive my car with me so that I, first off, I could see it at its limits because you're going to be a better driver than I am.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And then you can, I can see it, how it handles. And when then learn it. From that, and then you coach me as well.
See, that's kind of, I would like that to do something like that with you with my car, because I know that you would be able to drive my car better than I would probably be able to drive it at first.
But skip me, dude, if you could get some of the better guys.
Yeah.
Then you can just bypass all the shitty knowledge that
I feel like you sell yourself so short, because I know that you're so much better of a driver than I am. So, like, I don't know. I feel like you can... You're good at everything. So for you to say that I'm not a good driver, like, no, you are. You're just being an asshole.
Well, no. I'm comparing myself to the people.
To the people who have been out there for, like, 10-plus years doing it.
Yeah, but they're...
And their cars are set up the way they probably like them. And how many mid-engine cars have you had?
None.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many cars have you taken autocrossing prior to this car?
None.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you have zero experience. You're going to be not as good at the start, but as the years go by,
it's very difficult.
You get more seat time, you'll get better.
That's also the plan.
Another thing I think you need is a new seat. Like, I think you need a seat, a harness. You already have a steering wheel. Like, I think you're, again, the driver being comfortable is like the first step in everything. So having a seat that keeps you in, because I remember going with you and you said,
I have to lower it too, because my head, I'm at the point where
you need to drop it down, and then
I am the max height for this car. This is
with a helmet.
I have to scrunch down a little bit, so maybe part of that would help. Actually, you're
dropping it,
you might be right, if I can, because I can take hard mounting it. Yeah. And then just to be sitting a little bit lower, I honestly think that probably helped me a little bit.
And then a little bit more of a seat that will hold you in a little better.
One, then I don't have to focus on my hands hitting my lap at all, because they still can do sometimes. Right.
And also
have to worry about my head
sticking your foot down on the dead pedal or whatever to hold yourself in place. Yeah. Like, just to be able to focus on steering wheel, the pedals, like, that would be ideal.
I'm trying to get me to spend money. I don't want to spend money.
Oh,
on
yeah,
this
you
car. Want
to buy a Corvette in a couple years.
I want to buy a Corvette.
You
want to
do absolute minimum you can.
I want to have fun in it, but I don't want.
So,
to
do you want to sell it when you buy a Corvette?
Ideally, it's probably gonna be.
Are you gonna plastic dip it still?
Fuck, I don't know, dude. I don't know what the fuck. I might just like put. All right. Look, some of the guys over at Autocross, right, there's a couple years ago, there's a guy in a Z06, and it was plastic dip blue to protect it, to protect the paint from, for
was
whenever they resell it.
Was it the sponsored car or whatever by the driving school?
No,
it was a different one. Okay.
Yeah, but his was plastic dipped, and then there's another NC Miata that is also plastic dipped. Just to protect the paint, but they have the actual spray gun from the dipyourcar.com. It's like an actual spray gun and gallons of the stuff, and it actually can look pretty good.
Looks good, yeah.
And for me, balling on a budget, because I'm not trying to dump money into it. I don't want to put a $2,000-$3,000 paint job on this car. It's a
right.
For me, it's a track whore. I love it. I love the car, but I beat the fuck out of it.
Yeah, you should. But that's also why I think you should keep it, too, because you can have that car that you can resort to beating the shit out of. And then when this kind of things happen with your new Corvette, when you buy that, when it's down, having electrical issues.
I don't know if it will, because it's like that's the part of the Corvette, is that it can be a tuner car, and I can do stuff to it to modify it, but it's good out the box.
Right.
Which is, from a reliability standpoint, perfect. It is perfectly reliable, and I will, you know, technically not have to tinker with it at all. Hopefully. So it's not like if I buy like a smaller car and turbocharge it or something, or up the boost or anything like that. Like, I can just drive it out the gate.
It's an NA V8 that you can just beat on all day.
Yeah, I wouldn't need anything else.
Yeah.
That's the nice part about it.
It's, Adrian would need something.
Sure. Yeah, who knows? I like the MR2 a lot, and it's fun.
It's got so much charm, and I feel like it looks so cool. Every time I see the MR2 like that, I'm like, woo!
I think I probably still will positive it and just try my best and do a good job, because like I've seen people do it where, hey, it actually looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe it might take a couple tries.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the donut video. Did you watch the highlight series?
I
don't
know if I watched that one.
Okay. Well, one of them got the vinyl wrap, which is always going to look incredible. And then the other one, they plasti dipped it.
Mm-hmm.
And they plasti dipped it horribly. To the point where for the second season of Hilo, the guy that owns the DaveYourCar.com,
he came out and was like,
yeah, he's like, yo, you're messing with my business by doing such a bad job. You are misrepresenting how
classy it is.
Yes. He's like, you guys did it like a bunch of idiots, pretty much. You guys are you're ruining my business because people see it and they see that they don't.
They're like, oh, plastic dip is bad.
Maybe I can do it. Maybe it's so much easier for these guys because they're professionals at doing it. Maybe the average guy can't do it. And then so in the second season, the dude went through like a full list. Like, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to do.
Mm-hmm. And, so you have it down.
And it turned out looking pretty fucking good.
Okay, there you go.
So it's like one of those things where it's maybe take
it's
your
possible.
Time.
You just need to make sure you take the steps.
Yeah,
but do it right.
So horribly bad at anything artistic. So we'll send it, and whatever the fuck happens, dude.
It'll happen.
I have to get the freaking car running first, and then I'll think about.
Yeah, there's no point in putting a nice baller paint job on an
baller baller plasti dip job. Yeah, that's a sentence that just doesn't go.
Yeah.
Together.
It's a baller paint job. it costs your time, and it's gonna cost a lot of your time.
Yeah,
at least you have that nice big garage to be able to leave it in.
Three car garage is nice. I'm really big on like the garage being the garage. Mm-hmm. That's where the cars are.
The cars go there.
Yeah, I never have any car parked in front of it unless it's someone visiting us.
Yeah, that's good. I can't stand that.
Dude, no, there's people that, oh my gosh. All right,
people are like, oh, let's go.
I go to my parents' house on the east side, and I see these dudes parked on their grass. And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, we have that in our neighborhood, too. And it's like, dude, what is in your garage? Guess what? Junk.
Yeah,
like you're going to. So your house is your biggest investment you make in your life. Your car is your second biggest. And so why would you not put your second biggest investment in your protected garage?
Yeah.
Like, why would you leave it out and put junk that's useless in your garage instead?
Drives me insane.
And then they complain when people break in and steal their car. Like, oh, someone stole my car. Well, it wouldn't happen if it was in their garage. Well,
people during the winter whenever they're warming up. So we had that really bad, like,
couple weeks.
It was like 1 week. It was like a week where there was a decent amount of snow.
And you still came over here and recorded
the
next day after the blizzard. Yeah. That was our first recording.
Yeah, people were getting stuck all over the place, and I was just like,
in your mom mobile.
In the mom. Dude, it's nice. I like it. I seriously
the
like
Nissan mom tier.
I like the Pathfinder
tier. Oh, Pathfinder, sorry.
Yes. I said mom. No, it's not one of those. But are you thinking about getting your wheels and tires?
Yeah, I need to. We just have some stuff that we have to pay for first that I want to make sure it gets paid for before I drop money on it. But I mean, it's not like the wheels that I'm looking for are like baller big time. I just want some nice Koenigs that aren't gonna break my wallet. And
is there anything else that you want to do to it other than that?
Down the
line.
Aesthetically?
Coilovers look nice.
I would like to get some coilovers at some point. I mean, lowering springs, some Eibach lowering springs are only like $400.
Yeah.
And they're not, I mean, really I would just need those and some camber arms and the car would look good.
Yeah.
But
something
I would,
about a slightly lowered.
Yes. Yeah, right. So you don't want to slam it. I don't like the look of the slammed cars, at least for the Honda Civic. I have seen people with my generation that are just
standing and cambered out and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, and it's like, no.
There's a guy at my work that had a coupe.
Really?
That was just like crazy camber.
Yeah, I don't like it. If you know, like an inch or two, maybe, like, bring the wheel gap down to maybe like that, and just get the wheels a good flushness.
No, what?
That. I'm looking out my window. Okay, my neighbor has a. I think that
it's a ZX3 Focus.
Like yeah, I think that is a good ZX3. Lower.
That's a good lower.
That's
actually
practical.
Yeah. It's got no real wheel.
It's
gap.
Not a huge wheel gap.
Yeah.
Like, I think that looks good.
Actually, yeah. And those SVT Focuses were the nerdy car on Need for Speed Underground.
But, the first ones you can choose or whatever. Yeah.
But, you see, look, I appreciate it, though. Like, the coworker that I have, I don't know his name. I just seen his car. It's cambered like crazy. It's super low, and it's unconventional. I would personally never, ever do it. But you know what? I respect it because he put the effort in to do it. That's what he wanted to do.
He spends money for that. That's what he wants to do. Yeah. That's why he wants his car to look like.
Yeah. I respect that build.
You do it.
You do it. And you did it well.
You did it well.
I don't appreciate it. Like, for myself, I wouldn't want to do it. But I appreciate that you put
your
effort.
I can be like, that's cool. Yeah. And whatever, I mean, I think slam cars are cool to a point.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that cambered out so much, but I mean, to each his own. Mm-hmm. They can do what they want to.
That's what's always so cool about it, is that you can literally do whatever and still kind of be respected for it.
Because
it was like the super toxic, right? There's
toxicity.
The JDM people always talking shit to the Euro guys, talking shit to the American guys, talking shit to the diesel guys.
Everyone's talking shit
diesels,
to the diesel guys.
The diesels are a freaking thing, man.
And now the electric guys are like,
oh, EVs.
All quietly,
zoom, zoom.
Quietly running everyone over and having the safest cars.
Dude. The diesel guys, though, they're fucking nuts.
They're
modified like crazy.
But I feel like diesel only has one place, and that's
drag,
straight line.
Well, of course, really, like, you can't haul around a freaking 7,000 pound truck around shit.
You're like, I'm gonna go around the track,
but
with
it's
this.
It's crazy because they can do so much with so little because they have all right. I've done a delete. So you delete all of the emissions off of a truck.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my friends whose name shall not be mentioned. But we went
get in trouble.
No, not at all. So, you know, you take all that stuff off and you run a tune through it and they can make so much more power.
Oh, yeah.
It is ridiculous how much more power and torque that they make. And they do it. They hold the power well. There's the Cummins guys, they can push 1,000 pounds of torque like it's nothing
all day.
Like, what the fuck? These cars are still their trucks are fast. Now for me, I would it's not my play.
I don't think they really sound that great either to me. Like,
right.
I mean, I do like the cool turbo whistle and stuff like that, but I think the trucks themselves like.
If you want to go fast, why are you gonna get a truck to do it? Because you're right, they can only go in a straight line. There is no like athleticism that you can really do.
Yeah,
but for some people, hey, they have the truck and they want to make it go fast. That's cool as fuck.
Okay, cool, do it.
Dude, oh my gosh, they had like drag pulls, sled pulls, drag races. Dude, they're legitimately stupid.
They're fast. Yeah.
Well, you seen the fastest car show on Netflix, right?
Yes.
The drag racing one?
Yes.
They have the three sleepers against the supercar. One of them was a Cummins.
Was it a car?
Gen. It was a third gen.
Or is it a truck? Cummins.
Yeah, a truck. A third gen Dodge Ram.
Did it win? It didn't win, did it? It did.
Well, it went into the final
race. Was it
race.
The guy that was in the wheelchair? Was it that guy?
No,
I think he runs an LS.
Truck.
Yeah,
the dude won his race and got into the final race, and it's a dually that instead of having two tires, it's just one that's like...
Oh, okay. Like, I think I remember that like one. That, yeah. That's thing, the second season, right?
Why is it the first season?
Oh, never mind. I don't know.
But that thing freaking ripped.
I know the... I remember the all-wheel drive Civic. The
dude.
But he ended up, I think, misshifting okay. or his transmission
his broke. His transmission or broke. But yeah. Dude, the... All right. He would have all-wheel drive Civics... I have a freaking huge thing for it, right? I drove by you through to get into your neighborhood just now, and there was a Honda CR-V there, and I was like, oh, that's the makings, that's the inner workings of an all-wheel drive turbo Civic.
If this CR-V just broke or just like... just
take the freaking
If it was totaled out, it would be an all-wheel drive Civic.
Yeah, dude, but that car was...
It would
was,
be an eight-second Civic.
That car was easily the fastest the one. His name is Frustrate EG. You can find him on YouTube, and mm-hmm. I've looked up his videos, because he's been on 1320. The dude is it's just one of the fastest Civics.
For sure.
I don't even... I think it's probably K-Series. I can't imagine it being anything other than that.
It's been so long since I watched it. I don't remember now, but I imagine it was a K-Series.
It's a seven-second car.
Yeah.
A Honda,
Civic
is a 7-second car.
Lots of boost.
What?
And traction. That's the thing. Like, I mean, that car without the all-wheel drive system would probably be like a low 9, maybe?
Dude, good luck. No, maybe. It's hard to get that traction.
If it was really, really hooked up, able to do it, I think a low 9 would be possible.
Dude, I wouldn't even be able to tell you, because I have no idea how much traction would be an issue. But
wait,
it's funny.
Well, Steph Papadakis was running 9s, I think, in his all-wheel or front-wheel drive Civics, and that was back in like
also,
the 90s.
Probably then. But the difference between a 9-second car and a 7-second car is a lot, though.
Yeah.
At those high levels, it's
the launch that really is the big difference.
That episode is funny, the final race, because he opens up his trailer, and they're like, oh, rear-wheel drive Civic? And then it rolls all the way down. They see the slicks up front. They're like, oh, fuck, all-wheel drive Civic? And then they all start shaking their heads because they know. They know that the all-wheel drive Civics, fuck, dude.
They're gone. Yeah, they are. Like, yeah, they are ones that you have to watch out for. I think that one was that was the race where the guy almost crashed into everybody, right?
Actually.
Because, like, he took off. He was on the very right lane.
Yeah.
And he got ahead of everyone. And then, like...
It was the guy that was previously in a fire.
Yeah. And then he clicked, like, fourth gear or third gear. And then, like, the whole rear end.
He was probably
going to
come back and win. Because he had the top end.
The Civic took it, but then broke.
Yeah.
And then he was, like, freight training everybody, but then, like, went in front of everybody, like, went across everyone's lane.
Because they had the SN95 Mustang, which is LS2 powered.
Yeah, which was the LS Mustang.
that one was in third place, and then, so he swung around and, like, almost hit her.
Almost took out, yeah.
But, yeah, he was going to come back. He had that top end down for sure. He was going to win the race. But, you know, drag racing, whenever you have that much power, dude, it's
scary.
Something that we don't understand.
And the thing is they're driving on an airstrip. Like, it's not a drag strip, a prep drag strip, that has had, you know, 20 plus years of people doing burnouts and doing launches off of it. It's just an airstrip, which, I mean, does have a fair amount of rubber, but nowhere near what a prep drag strip would do. Like, the YouTube series where, the Hoonigan guys were having the, Hoonicorn take on everybody. Like, that one was really apparent. Like, they would have the drag cars come out, but the drag cars couldn't match it because the Hoonicorn is an all-wheel drive car that can just take off, and they're on that drag strip.
Yeah,
so
that's the Mustang, right? The Hoonicorn is a Mustang?
Yeah, yeah, it's an all-wheel drive, twin turbo, methanol. I want to say it's like 1,400 horsepower
Is it a 5.2? It's a Ford engine, obviously.
It's a Ford engine. Special, I know it's some special, like, race motor that they use.
Yeah.
It's like an illuminator or something like that. I don't know.
Dude, YouTube is...
I like that car better when it was naturally aspirated, but then they twin turboed and it was crazy.
It's got the freaking turbos hanging out the top. Dude, that thing is freaking sick. But YouTube's popping for car stuff. You know, all the things that's on there. I was watching a video. There's a guy, his name is Gingium. He was at first he was big into the Miatas, because hey, I've always been big on Miata, so of course I'm gonna watch
a
little bit of Miata YouTube videos. But he had turbocharged it, and then he did another one that was an all-wheel drive
Miata
with a, it's a EJ, it has an EJ in it. It's a Subaru
drive. Oh, like a boxer engine.
It's a it's just like the Rallyata or whatever. But that's that thing was fast shit. And then he built a turbo 1.6 Miata engine, like a high compression build, but that was fast as shit. But what he just did now, which like tops all of them, is he put an LS.
Oh my gosh, in a Miata.
In a Volvo.
In a Volvo.
In a Volvo 240 station wagon.
Hey, that's pretty awesome.
Oh, dude, like they're so rad. But he put Volvo 240s. Turbo LS, 650 horsepower.
Jesus,
650, 750 after meth injection, I think. And it looks like a regular ass station wagon with the hubcaps and a hubcap missing, and the drag tire that they have that they found and that were put on it. It looks so not like a
nonchalant.
Drag tire. Yeah, it does not look like a drag tire. It just looks like it's an oversized tire, really. And so they're getting it to hook up, and they were down street racing, and the cops showed up. So they were street racing, and the cops showed up, and then they're like, bro, you're in a Volvo, you're fine, just act normal. And it's like, absolutely.
Just driving away. Like,
if you don't know about this shit, you don't know. Like, people LS swap 240s, like, that's a thing.
Yeah, oh yeah, 240, like, a 240 LS swap is big in the drifting world.
Yeah.
Like, in the drifting world, a lot of people run that stuff. So, yeah. I mean, really, in... Yeah, all cars nowadays, I feel like, have LS capabilities and stuff.
Absolutely. Everything. It's such a good powertrain to do. It can handle all the freaking power. That's why everyone does it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why in four-wheel drift, that's the thing. Most of the time that you're putting an LS swap in there, some of them are the 2Js.
Mm-hmm.
The Toyota actually runs on their little Toyota 2-liter.
The 2AR. It's stroked out to like a 2.4. But yeah, it's a 2AR... Toyota turbocharged nitrous engine.
Yeah, that thing freaking rips, and it's so beautiful.
I love that car. That is one car. I see those cars, I'm like, they're the Toyota Corollas, the new Corolla hatchbacks. Like, they're actually pretty good looking. Obviously, the one four-wheel drift is way cooler than any that we'd ever see on the street. But
for sure. For sure.
Like,
it looks freaking rad, though. Cool. It's one of my favorite cars on the Formula Drift thing, which, by the way, drum roll, we got fucking tickets.
Yeah, we got tickets, and we have our rooms.
Yeah,
rooms planned.
We're set. Oh, my gosh.
I can't wait to do that.
A good weekend. There's a guy at my work that I don't even know, but I went over there, and he had a Formula Drift hand, so I stopped by. I'm like, hey, so are you into Formula Drift? Are you into cars? And he's like, honestly, dude, I never was until I went to go to Formula Drift. And since then, it's been all I can think about.
Really?
It started like a passion for him just to go to, because he was never into cars.
He's right.
Like, so he went there. And after that, he's like, oh, fuck, this shit is rad.
Mm-hmm.
And so for a non-car person to go in there and become a car person. For me, being a car person. I'm probably going to have a fucking blast.
Yeah, and we're going both days, too, which is going to be fun. Like, I feel like with the first day, we can go and, like, get into the pits and, like, walk around, check out the cars and the setups and stuff. And then that way we can really save the next day for, like...
Enjoying
the competition and stuff like that. Because
is Friday, like, qualifying?
Yeah, it's qualifying. Yeah. So, I mean, we can watch and... It'll be fun. It'll be cool to watch.
Yeah, I'd rather go through the pits if we can.
Yeah, but the tandem battles is where it's at. Like, that's where it gets really exciting, for me at least. So, I think if we did Friday where we watched a little qualifying and then checked out the pits, and then Saturday when we're basically glued to our chairs most of the time.
We're going to follow your role because you're the one that's been there, so.
2 years.
Yeah, so I'm pretty stoked to actually be able to do that, dude.
Yeah, I've been trying to get you guys to go for a few years.
Yeah, well, we obviously would have last year, but if it weren't for the stuff.
Darn you, COVID.
The COVID just messed it all up. But we're in phase 3 now, so hopefully, and people are getting vaccinated. I wasn't at first... Now I'm thinking I'm probably going to do it. Because I just want this shit. Want this shit to open back
just
up.
Just get it. Yeah, get over with.
I just want to be able to go out and do shit. Want to...
Safely.
Yeah.
And be able to, keep everyone else safe, too.
Yeah. But not being able to, what do you get to do? You get to golf. Okay, well, golf. Golf is cool. Yeah, I like golfing. But I want to be able to go out and actually do more things.
Right, yeah, and actually, yeah. Go out and go to these cool events.
We used to go to dinner all the time.
Yeah,
even
dinner.
Simple things like that.
Going to Dollar drinks, Applebee's. All of us getting like 3 or 4 drinks each. Because they're like mostly ice.
I know.
We're not alcoholics.
We're not alcoholics. But yeah, those are nice. I don't know, I just... There's a lot of reasons to be excited. But obviously, going up and seeing all the builds is going to be pretty freaking sick, too.
Yeah, just getting to look at all the little different details.
Yeah.
Every look. Because they're not all... None of them are the same at all. Like, every one is something that's a little different than the other. And actually, big news, the YouTuber I watch, Adam LZ, who has been... He had his rookie year in Formula 1, Pro 1 last year.
Okay.
And did really well. He's joining up with Nitto, who runs the Nitto tires.
Mm-hmm.
They run the biggest tires, the 315s. And all last year, Nitto dominated. They dominated the series. Shit. They, with the Mustangs, were 1 and 2. And then I believe Ryan Turk was 3, who is also Nitto. And then Frederick Osbo is up there as well. So Adam LZ getting on the Nittos is pretty...
Yeah, he should do better.
Look out. Yeah, he should be good. Because he was keeping up with people who had Nittos on 315s, and he had, I want to say Achilles are 285s.
Okay.
And that makes it, it makes a pretty big difference with the grip on those.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see. Huh. I can't wait for it to start up again.
Yeah. Man.
It's so exciting.
When is the first Formula Drift?
I want to say it's in May, April or May.
Okay, because the first Formula One event is in 2 weeks.
Yeah, not next weekend, the weekend.
Yeah, yep, and you're going to come over.
Yes!
So the plan is to have you come over for game night, Saturday night.
Yeah, and then we're going to watch the last couple episodes of the Drive to Survive together.
Yeah.
Because that comes out next week.
Yes.
Season 3.
So you'll stay the night Saturday, and then Monday morning, because the race is in some Middle Eastern country.
Bahrain, I want to say.
It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, our time.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to not have to leave and come back, or come back super early in the morning, figured, hey, why not just have you spend
the night? I feel like the issue would be getting us out of bed.
Yeah.
And then into a car and over to your house before 8 o'clock. Whereas if we're staying the night... the dogs will wake us up, and then we'll all be in pajamas at that point.
Yeah.
So there's no need to be like, oh, I need to get ready a little bit or something. We'd brush our teeth and then sit down and watch.
Exactly.
Watch
and then racing. We sit there and we watch 2 hours of Formula One.
Yeah.
And then that'll be the first time I've ever watched a Formula One
race.
And then after that, we'll cook breakfast and call it good.
I
probably be a little hungover, so get some greasy bacon,
right?
Some bacon, eggs, some potatoes, mm-hmm. real greasy, nice, good stuff.
Yeah, that's also the same. I haven't fully watched the full race from beginning to end,
right.
But I've been really into the preseason testing and stuff they're doing. Yeah. It's been so cool to get the tech behind it, the little things. They, the rules that they've added, they've removed their wings on the side of their cars. Mm-hmm. They had to change the design because they would go out towards the wheel, but now they had cut off to make the car slower. And apparently it makes it way slower. So all the cars are doing different designs on the actual wing
to try to get it a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah. And every single car is doing it a little bit differently. And then also something I'm sorry that we're getting really into this, but I really am into this kind of stuff. Something Haas has been doing the last few years is these wings that come off the mirrors, and mm-hmm. apparently they've been helping with their downforce and stuff, and none of the other teams were doing it the last few years. Well, now the other teams are doing it this year in testing. Okay, but Haas removed it because they found that whenever contact would happen, side-to-side contact, those would get damaged before anything else, and then they would throw everything off. Yeah. So we don't know if this year that's something that this year, like, maybe everyone else is going to find that out, and Haas is going to be like,
but so for you guys, yeah, it actually makes you slower.
But Haas has also said, Haas is the only American team.
Yeah, that's so, what I always want them to do.
So
well.
we're I'm kind of a little biased towards them.
And I'm a machinist, so I work with some of the machines that they've actually made. Like I ran Haas before.
Interesting.
But yeah, definitely want them to do well because they're American.
Yeah,
they're American,
even though nothing about them really is American. Like their car is Italian. Their engine's Italian. Yeah. But
they still represent America.
They represent us. So I try to keep up with them a little bit. And I like their team principal, Steiner. He's pretty funny. Yeah. I feel like he's a no-nonsense. Like, he tells it how it is. And his, like, the German accent really makes it funny for me.
Yeah, he's dope.
But, no, they decided this year, they came out publicly and said, we are not going to develop this car this year. This year, this car, from what we bring out day one, is our car for the year. We are looking at 2022 at this point.
Oh, because tossing this year.
Yeah, because the rule changes for 2022, I guess, are supposed to be really huge. I haven't looked them up specifically yet, but I hear
that's cool. They give them time to prepare for it.
Yeah, they need to give them relatively good time, you know, and they're big changes. So like they're looking towards that car, and they've basically, like, abandoned this year, and they have two rookie drivers, a Russian driver, I can't remember his name, and then a German, his name's Mickey Schumacher. He's Michael Schumacher's son.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Legacy, mm-hmm. That's dope.
Yep, so he's Michael Schumacher's records all just got broken this last year by Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, but having an experimental year is not going to... It's not going to be good for that.
Yeah, like if you're going to have two rookie drivers and put them through that. Like, their car was already at pretty close to the bottom of the pack by the end of last year. So, anything but last place at this point is going to be good for them.
Jeez, that's rough. Hey, well, I mean, they know what they're going for.
Yeah, and maybe 2022 they might come out being fourth place like they did, you know, a couple years back.
Yeah.
And the best of the rest.
Either way, I'm excited to have you guys come over. It's going to be it should just be a good night and a good morning.
Yeah, we always have fun.
Yeah. But hey, maybe we can record podcasts after that.
Yeah,
trying to do this on a bi-weekly schedule.
Yeah, and that would be 2 weeks out.
So maybe...
We can, like, kind of do a on-the-gas...
On the gas
review.
Hey, this is what the heck just happened.
This is what happened.
One. Who knows? We'll see.
As we're like, oh my gosh!
This was our night. We got way too drunk. We're hungover right now.
It might happen. It'll probably happen.
I don't know. Dude. But let's just plan that out.
We can plan that out. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, till then, I think we're good.
Yeah.
That's a good episode. I think we're good. All right. Well.
Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah. On the gas. We're out.
Guys, podcast. We're out. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Martin. And we're out.
We're out now. Bye.